This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I was flipping through the channels the other day, but there was nothing good on, I had nothing to play. So I went to my computer and realized that there was so much content before my eyes. But there's nothing but Netflix in my heart and on my screen. There's always something good that I still haven't seen. But maybe one day we can try to watch the rest.
Yes! Hey, all you cool cats and kittens, are you ready to get back to Tiger King? Tiger King Season 2 is what we're talking about here today on Nothing But Netflix. And now, here is a man who has no affidavits. It's a code 69. Here is Chappelle. Chappelle, how are you?
not a code 69. Rob, I'm okay. I am here under duress. I did not sign up for this. I remember we specifically said, I said, Rob, I'm not doing Tiger King 2. I don't care if you bring in a superstar guest or not. It's not happening. And yet, here I am. It's nothing but Netflix. And we are talking about the sequel to the hit Netflix phenomenon, I guess, Tiger King. I have some thoughts. I definitely do. But Rob, it's always good to talk to you.
Yes. Wow. We will talk about Tiger King season two. What people are calling it the most disappointing follow up since Rob went back on Survivor. Of course, here with us to talk about it. We had such a great podcast back in 2020. Here is the man who knows all about Joe Exotic and the whole Tiger King crew. Here is the host of the Purple Pants podcast, Bryce Isaiah.
First of all, Rob, you had it right. It is code 69. Okay,
somebody. Code 69. Call it in.
Rob.
Code 69. We got a code 69 here.
I'm in the building. So I know people are saying it's really a disappointing follow-up, but here's the thing. I felt like it was a crime documentary, this one. Mm. It wasn't like a Tiger King. It was like a crime documentary, and you were following the Tigers.
Yeah, and I didn't sign up for that. Let me be very clear. When I watched the Tiger King the first time, I was like, all these crazy people and these shenanigans and like, oh, the Tigers are doing this and this person losing an arm and this person ain't got no legs. I'm like, oh, wow, it's so exciting. Who is this Joe Exotic character? But this time was a true crime documentary about
Serial,
like,
season
like,
four, like, Tiger King.
Yeah, diving into the lives of whatever Carol Baskin's dead-ass husband's name is. Like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, here we are.
To me, this was that, you know, that Tiger King season one happened. All these people, like, made a bunch of money after Tiger King, like, being famous. And Netflix is like, nah, now we're going to get ours. This season two is all about all of you who tried to make money after Tiger King.
It literally was like, what is that show that's like that follows the people after they won the lottery?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
This was what it was giving. But I have so many thoughts on this. It's rather crazy,
yeah.
But, I enjoyed it. I was like, I was sitting on the edge of my seat. I watched it in one night. I was like, yes.
Okay, great. All right. We will be spoiling Tiger King season two. As much as there are spoilers for Tiger King season two, if you don't want to watch the series, you could just listen to us. Okay. That's your spoiler warning for this podcast.
Yeah, that's a warning and probably a recommendation. Like, just go ahead and listen to us, and we'll fill in all the blanks for you where we see fit.
Chappelle, do you want to just, for the audience, just to give us your quick take on the original Tiger King?
Yeah, it was nuts. It was nuts because I didn't know what to expect. And these are real people who are like cartoon characters in a way. It's like you give so much money to just these people who have no business having it. And then you see what happens when you don't know what to do with all the money that you have. And then they rope in other people who might or might not have like, you know, some like disorders that are undiagnosed. I don't know. But like at the end of the day, you get all this wackiness behind Joe Exotic, Carol Baskin, this cast of crazy people. And then at the very bottom of that, you have like a murder mystery, whether Carol Baskin killed her husband and whacked him or whatever the song says. And that's Tiger King season one. Season two is like a deep dive into Carol Baskin and her husband, you know, her late husband and the creep stuff that he went in Costa Rica.
Yeah. Bryce, I really feel like that Tiger King season two was very sorely lacking on the Joe Exotic.
No, he was in there. He was just talking from the jail cell. I felt like we had more than enough Joe Exotic. I also feel like it introduced another Joe Exotic, Tim New Lau.
Yeah, Tim right, Starr.
You know? It, yeah, so I don't know. I just highly disagree with Chappelle. I feel like season two gave me exactly what I needed it to give me. It definitely was a different route from like Tiger King one. Like, I don't think it's going to be a huge phenomenon, but for me, it gave me a lot of unanswered questions.
What were the big unanswered questions for you?
I felt like we needed to do a deeper dive into Don, Carol's first husband. I felt like we did that. First of all, it took me out when the Joe Exotic supporters was at the insurrection.
No, they conveniently narrowly missed the insurrection era. That's what we're supposed to believe, but I would have bet money that they were there. I'm sorry. Okay. So that footage might have been doctored.
For me, it was then it's the the Jeff, like, what's his name?
Jeff Lowe.
I just got to see, I felt like I got to see more of what I wanted to see. Also, I will say to Chappelle's point, I felt like a lot of the information that they was, like, giving us in Tiger King, I'm like, y'all do know we know this from the first Tiger King, right? Like, right. You know, I felt like they was, like, giving us, like, a highlight reel of making it anew. But I loved the first Tiger King, and I definitely love this Tiger King.
Okay.
I also feel like that one takeaway point that I took from watching Tiger King, for me, it just exuded these, like, men having nothing but, like, privilege. I just felt like, you know, with Jeff, with Tim, and with Joe Exotic, like, for me, I was just like, if these were any other people, like, I don't think, like, this charade would have been able to go on for so long. But that was just, like...
You could add Don Lewis to the list also of, like, these men that create, like, their own, like, little kingdoms where they have sort of, like, absolute power and harems and, like, behave badly and weapons. And like, it's a whole, like, kingdom that, like, and then they inevitably get raided by the police. It's just like rinse and repeat over and over again.
Right.
Yeah. And nobody gets arrested though. Right. These white folk think they can get away with every goddamn thing.
Like, no, Joe Exotic is in jail.
The only one. But you're sitting there on this man's property
for now.
And he's like,
for now he's
like,
in jail.
Sir, we're about to take you in. We can't allow you to keep treating tiger like that. Oh my goddamn body! Oh my dead body! You'll never take these tigers. I'll shoot every motherfucker. Don't threaten us, sir. I'm not threatening y'all. This is my constitutional right.
But I'm in sniper distance.
If y'all shoot that man, I said, take that man to jail. What are y'all doing?
Chappelle, what took me out was when, okay, so I know we're jumping all over the place, but listen, Bryce on the podcast, so you know that just what happened.
Let's do it.
So that same guy that we're talking about, Tim. When he had the court order to be off the property at 9 o'clock, it's 10:45. He's still on the property talking about he want to talk to the judge. When he got that judge on the phone,
yeah,
I was just like, Where? How can that happen? Like, I just felt like if his name was Tyrone, it would have been a different whole another story.
Tyrone black ass is the one in here. He calling and like, Tyrone, please. Let me just try to get my cats. I said, what? Who? Tyrone, what are you doing here? This ain't got nothing to do with us. Get out of here. I just can't stay. Well, get out. Stop. You don't get off these white folk business. I swear to God. By the end, listen, the season starts off slow, and it does. I don't care what nobody says. Yeah. I disagree with Bryce. But that last episode, the twists and turns we took to get to Tim being the bad guy, and then like Tim turning on the cops, and they have to basically come on this compound, like it's the Branch Davidians with a bunch of guns and stuff like that, because he just won't drive away. And he's like yelling at the reporter, like, hey, bring your fat ass over here, girl. Like, what is happening? Where did this come from?
And then puts it in reverse and like, what y'all do? Why over here? What's happening? Because we got news to cover.
Right. You don't get to control when we stop doing the news because you got sent off the campus. What are you talking about?
Yeah. They waited until episode 4 to bring in Tim Stark. And then he really became like the king of or the star of the new season. Tim Stark, a.k.a. Sue.
Yeah. Give Sue the spinoff. Mm-hmm. Give Sue the spinoff.
They never really like touched on why. Like, I mean, we got why we called him Sue, but I felt like it was more the Sue story that we was not getting.
Honestly, I would like to hear Sue's side of all of this because we saw a lot of this from Tim's point of
from
view.
From Tim's perspective,
Sue sound like they got good sense, and I would like to hear it. Okay,
Yeah, and I mean, Tiger King season 2. You know, it felt like that maybe at times there was not that much there, but I feel like it really did set up that Tiger King season 3 because it really left us feeling like Joe Exotic is about to get out of jail.
But that's the same thing the first Tiger King did to us, though.
Yeah, I don't know. They want to keep you on the hook. They want to keep you on the hook. At no point will I ever endorse the freedom of Joe Exotic. I don't care if he was set up because he's broken enough other laws to where we could probably make a point for him just being in jail until we get everything else figured out. Yep. You know, they say he's awaiting resentencing and I'm like, okay, do that. Definitely wait in jail though for that because until we figure out all of this extra, the moving pieces, leave his gun wielding ass in jail. Like, what is he going to do now, on the outside good for anybody else?
Bryce, if I recall from our original conversation, I believe that you were in favor of free Joe Exotic.
What? I still am a little bit. I still am a little bit.
That man is torturing them animals. It's on footage. We see the footage. Everybody like, yep, Joe just woke up one day and shot everybody.
Heart. He's locked up like the tigers and he's had a change of heart. No.
Bryce, listen. When he did his cover, he's like, say something, I'm giving up on you. I was like, sing, Joe, sing! From the jail, that's sing, Joe!
I just took me out of them videos. Like, sir, you don't even sound like that. How you go from this? Tell me what you want. I'm like, sir.
Yes, we don't get enough of Joe's music videos. That's probably my biggest complaint of this season.
Sorely lacking in Tiger King season. Yeah. But Bryce, I feel like that this is headed towards Joe Exotic is getting out, and Tiger King season 3 is about to be like the Kardashian-esque season of Joe's getting out. Netflix cameras are going to be with him 24/7. They are going to be documenting him committing many crimes. And Tiger King season 3 is going to lead to Joe going back to jail in Tiger King season 4.
I'm low key here for it. I'm here for it. I know Joe Exotic doesn't stand for a lot of great things, but in my mind, I almost feel like this is not real. So I want to like root for Tiger King. And it's like, it's so weird because the first Tiger King, like, you know, you felt like I shouldn't be rooting for him. I probably should be rooting for Carol Baskin. And then, you know, Carol Baskin, get her, kill that rat. But I really do feel like, you know, I see why Carol Baskin sued Netflix again, because I mean, this one does not do her any justice. If anything, this lays out like she need to be in jail.
I mean, I don't know about that.
I mean, listen.
I don't know about that.
Two and two for me equal four.
Listen, They do make a compelling case for you to be like, okay, Carol, listen, I might have gave you the benefit of the doubt, but we really do need to investigate this further. But at the same time, her husband.
Which one?
The one that apparently got ate by the tiger or Don shot Lewis. And thrown in the lake that nobody can find him in. And the psychic showed up and said that he saw the chicken container. Okay, listen, all that's Don Lewis is in Costa Rica sex trafficking.
Well, I mean, no.
Man, yeah.
Like, it's out there bad running guy, the brothels with 15-year-olds. Like, he gone, but listen, some people ain't missing him. I'm just saying. Maybe we should hear Carol Baskin's side if she did it.
Well, we could pull up the diaries because I believe there are 300.
Yeah.
The lady documented every damn thing she ever did in her life. It's so crazy.
The day Don wasn't even loving, it was as if he didn't even see me there. I went to the grocery store and got two apples and an egg to make an apple egg omelet.
Can I ask a question about Carol Baskin's diaries? That it seems like that she's making YouTube videos before YouTube was even invented. Did she go back and record like a video of like reading her diary every day, or did she record them and then just upload them all to YouTube once YouTube got invented?
It was giving you excerpts. She was trying to she's like an audiobook of sorts, you know? Right. She wanted you to know the diary, but you couldn't feel the words if you just read it. You had to hear it in her voice.
Her diary was so good, she had to put them on YouTube.
Right.
Exactly. But like, so what I was confused about it was that it felt to me like she had written a diary and they were trying to use it in the court documents. And then she was like, oh, you're not going to use it against me. I'm going to make it. And then like, you know, she started recording the diary. I don't know. I didn't get it. I thought it was weird. But I love the fact that like they did not get Carol for this documentary. But who needs her when you've got 7,000 entries of your diary?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the entries ain't helping. Right. The entries is making the investigation even harder. This woman is writing down, you know how like when police come and they take a statement, they're like, okay, whenever you write down a statement, you are agreeing that you said this and you're signing it. Mm-hmm. She did that hundreds of times and they're thumbing through the documents like, damn, we can't get her on nothing. Yeah. Like, and then when they ask her about it, she's like, oh yeah, did I say that? Yeah, I kind of said it. Like, ma'am, you wrote this down.
But Chappelle, that's what this whole show is about, like the world's worst criminals who it's like that, you know, Netflix comes and then all these people are like, oh, TV? Okay, let me tell you about all my crimes. Let's say about everything illegal that I did. And then they get arrested from it and then they just keep going back to Netflix and telling them more crimes that they did.
Yeah, and on top of all of this, you know who Joe Exotic blames for all his issues? Carol Baskin. Like, you are with the scummiest of scum when it comes to some of these criminals. And he's like, this is Carol Baskin's fault. Carol Baskin didn't torture them animals. She told on you, yes, but you did it. You know, she didn't hire Jeff Lowe, who everybody seems to hate. You did that. You did this.
Well, I think that in season two of Netflix, Jeff doesn't implicitly blame Carol. I think that his hatred for Carol is still there. However, he places like 75% of the blame on PETA and the other 25% of the blame, he blames it on Jeff. I don't know why I can't say his name. Lowe or Lau? Lau?
Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Lowe.
Yeah. He blamed PETA and he blames the feds. Like, yeah, the federal government and PETA and Carol Baskin are all conspiring against me. You're conspiring little bitches and I want them out of here. It's like, yo, did you or did you not treat these animals badly? Are y'all not declawing these tigers and they're telling you not to declaw the tigers? Yeah, well, like, what is happening here?
I don't know if Joe Exotic did that. I think that was a Tim Stark thing.
Tim Stark.
No, Joe Exotic is the one who shot all the dang tigers so that he can make room in the cages for more. This is like what we're talking about here. This looks like, Joe, you are not innocent. Stay your ass in jail. Let us skip season three and just go to season four.
Here's my question. Where is Big Cat Rescue? Like, and again, is that part of the reason? Because here's my thing, like, with, like, all of them talking about all of these zoos. I'm like, Carol, you have Big Cat Rescue. It's the same thing as all of these other zoos. Like, have you, like, stopped your Big Cat Rescue? Because, like, these tigers shouldn't be in cages. They need to be in the wild. Sis, you have Big Cat Rescue. It's the same thing.
She is trying to help. See, these, she's the one, the only mm-hmm. one who really truly cares about the Tigers is Miss Baskin, okay? So Big Cat Rescue is why she's leading the charge, why she's got PETA on standby, why she's using drones to fly over people's houses. Like, man, first of all, that was the cheapest drone that I've seen. And I know that because that's the drone I bought my father for Father's Day last year. Okay, that's a good $35 drone that you can get from Amazon. Ma'am, you make too much money for that drone. I'm mm-hmm. sorry.
Yeah. I think that the Big Cat Rescue, I think, is more of like a sanctuary than like...
That's what Tim Stark called. Tim Stark's was a rescue cat or something.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it looks like the Big Cat Rescue is up and around. I see that there's live cameras. You can watch, get Taryn to update the live feeds of the Big Cat Rescue.
Could you imagine Taryn covering the live feeds of the Tigers?
I sure could, and I would like to see it. Who was covering Big Cat Rescue when Carol Baskin was on Dancing with the Stars?
Her husband was the other husband, not Don, but what's his
Harold.
Name? Harold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Child, him. Cutting that GW off.
That was the funniest part.
He was so, like, nah. It was so symbolic. He had to do it. We like
Carol. Could he do it? That was the question. with that Android clipped on his with that Android tablet clipped on the side of his head.
Yeah. So
it was a lot.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Let's talk about maybe the storylines that get covered in each of the episodes. Episode one was really all about just like catching up with what happened after season one, but really focused in on the Joe Exotic camp trying to get the attention of Donald Trump to get a presidential pardon. And I don't even know who this guy was,
right?
Who was trying to get a meeting or with Donald Trump or Donald Trump Jr. to get the pardon going for Joe Exotic.
This was not someone's camp, Rob. This is random people who just latched onto the case. Dylan, Joe Exotic's actual husband, is like, yeah, I don't know why these people care so much, honestly. Like, he's mm-hmm. confused as to why they're doing this, because he's like, y'all never even met him, and y'all think y'all can get a pardon from this man based on the first documentary you saw and your internet sleuthing. Like, what is going on? And if I listen, you have to give me a trigger warning whenever you're going to put Donald Trump on my TV anyway, because I just haven't seen him since. It's been a long time since I've seen the man like on television. I've blocked him out for my entire life.
Yes.
And so to see that, I will give him some credit. At least he didn't do the pardon.
It was if there was a meeting set up with Don Jr., though. Okay? Yeah.
I'm not saying it wouldn't have happened.
Well,
I'm
what
saying.
Happened was that, yeah, there was going to be a meeting between Joe Exotic's camp and Donald Trump Jr., but Donald Trump had to get COVID the day of the meeting, and then it got canceled.
That's convenient. Mm-hmm. So you expect me to believe that, oh yeah, Donald Trump, the Trump campaign, all the Trumpers were all in on this Joe Exotic thing. They were going to meet, they were going to hear it out, they were going to talk about a pardon, and then COVID happened, and oh, we couldn't do it. But then when they go to the Donald Trump rally, it's like, oh yeah, we're at the rally, we're going to talk to Mr. Trump. Oh, look, an insurrection happened. Luckily, we got shooed away just as that was happening. I'm like, can we get some time stamps on these events?
Right, because the way y'all was just in that car riding back, talk about, we just discovered that this is happening. How was y'all still able to get out of D.C.? I'm confused. Because mm-hmm. that's just the perimeter down. Happened.
Yeah, y'all discovered that this happened after you left the building. You're like, stop it. You discovered it was national news after you drove off.
Like, you wasn't just in the crowd. Okay.
Stop it.
Well, they did get yelled at by that one Trump supporter lady who was like, we don't care about you. This isn't about Donald Trump. Why are you wearing? We don't care about Joe Exotic.
Well, I mean, she made one very valid point, which is like, you know, these people, just because they're Republicans don't mean they, you know, support the torture of animals. Because later on, one of the attorneys said, yeah, it's easier to get an animal cruelty charge than it is to get a murder for hire charge. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Is that the world we live in where somebody can hire a hitman for you? And you're like, yeah, but the animal cruelty is where we really got you. Like, you're trying to murder this person. What? It doesn't make any sense, but it was a message there. You just have to listen to it.
Trust me, I got it. Because listen, I got what you was putting down, because a lot of the society, sometimes I think animals, not that they like, I just sometimes I think animals are placed higher than actual people. If you can catch what I'm putting down.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the people. I've seen people go to jail for way less. When it comes to animals, like, so they were dog fighting at my house? Yeah, you got it. We're taking away all your stuff. Oh, well, yeah, I got an animal compound full of tigers and I'm threatening to shoot the police officer. Like, okay, well, just keep it down next time. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Neighbor said it's getting a bit noisy.
There's a drone flying over it. You can just keep it down.
So the whole first episode was all about this guy, and his name is Eric Love. That was this guy?
Yeah, Eric Love, the guy who woke up one day and decided, I'm going to get Joe Exotic to party. Like, just out of nowhere.
These last names. Why do all these people got these names?
Yeah, Eric Love.
That's the red flag. Joe Exotic.
Yeah. You know, there's something about this Tiger King universe, Bryce, that really just, like, attracts all of these, like, hucksters into the world. And I don't know if it was, like, Joe Exotic got here first, but it's like all these like shady people just all gravitate towards the Joe Exotic Tiger King universe.
That underground world, but I like that underground tiger world, but really the overlay of that is like animal abuse, guns, drugs, and
sex.
a whole bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about the Sausage Castle?
Yeah,
I mean,
seems like a pretty good place to record a podcast, Chappelle.
Listen, that's where I record all the Purple Pants podcast at. Okay,
that is what he calls it. I have been
the
on
Sausage Castle podcast.
It's an adult playhouse. I think that's what they put. It's an adult. Mm-hmm. What was the
adult
term?
Playhouse.
Adult playhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, adult
playhouse. Yeah,
exactly. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, it was. What did he say? He's like a pastor who passes out beer at the same time, or preacher who passes out beer. Mike Busey of the Sausage Castle.
Yeah, we were just like checking in with everybody and seeing what was going on. We checked in with Joe Exotic's boyfriend, also
husband.
Oh, sorry, his husband.
Mm-hmm. Husband / out here. Or dating, living. Yeah, I don't like him going out there with all those guys. We just were arguing 15 minutes ago. Joe, what in the world did you ever think that this little boy wanted with you? Like, are you serious? And here's the thing. I ain't even mad at the boyfriend. Because the boyfriend not even that. At first, I thought the boyfriend was, like, unattractive the first season. But this season, child.
You got to glow up.
He got a little glow up, okay?
That's what happens when you get money. You know, that first season of all them Housewives shows and the second season be looking drastically different.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, and it looks like the boyfriend likes the trade, too. Because, like, I was like, all the boys that he's around, I'm like, do you really think this, like, man was going to stay with you? However, another positive thing that, like, in a weird way, I do like about Joe Exotic is, like, you know, he was a pioneer in his time with gay marriage. Because I'm like, they keep saying he got these husbands. I'm like, they just legalized same-sex marriage, sir. Like, not back when you was getting married. But, I mean, I think he was a pioneer for our community in some ways. So,
he was a pioneer. And now his husband or ex-husband or boyfriend, Dylan, is out here selling booty bleach. Is it called Tiger Taint?
I believe it. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's his own line. But yeah, there was some bleach product that was mentioned.
It
for your booty hole.
Yeah.
I don't. So, I mean, I don't know if this is the podcast for this, but no, I never understood what anal bleaching was for.
Okay. I don't know. Like, brighten your booty hole. What you mean? What do you mm-hmm. what do you think?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. No, but like, this is a serious question. Like, I'm confused by that. Like, I don't know. Is it like it? Like, I don't know. Do like people? I don't know. I just,
well, Rob, what do you think?
Yeah, but Rob, yeah, what
so
would
I,
you think?
I think that probably people are like, you know what? that I'll pass.
I don't know. Like, I just was always, I just was confused by that. But, you know, I'll do my own research, you know, at the, we'll cover that on the Sausage Palace. but I also,
the castle.
The castle. Yes.
Sausage Manor.
I also am just like, one, it's very evident that, like, Joe Exotic still has a lot of money. And it's also evident that, like, how the hell are you in jail, but yet, like, they create your own dating app for men to apply to be, like,
yeah.
I've been saying this for the last 7 years. Well, I can't get nobody to text me back consistently. But it's Joe Exotic.
Why do you think Joe Exotic has so much money?
And he in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he get people to swipe right.
I think he has fame. I don't know if Joe Exotic has money.
He paid. He is paid, and you know how you know, because that legal guy, the lawyer who went from looking for Carol Baskin's husband and
switch sides.
He somehow transitions to like, oh, I'm doing Joe Exotic's bidding now, and it's because Joe Exotic don't got nothing else but time. All he gonna do is sit in that jail and get his man money to do this wild goose chase for Carol Baskin.
That's interesting. You know, to me, I just thought that like all these people are just like moths to the flame, and the flame is like TV and notoriety and infamy and being like Twitter followers and clout. But do you think that does Netflix pay Joe Exotic for this show?
I would assume that he has to get paid as a cast member. He's like recording audio. I would assume 1,000%. He might not be out. He might not be able to bask in the fame of it. He definitely getting paid for sure.
Yeah, and tigers ain't cheap. We've seen in the past season that like it costs a lot of money to maintain those tigers, and you can't always just give them expired deli meat that you later on feed your family and friends with.
Yeah,
and pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, look, the first episode was mildly entertaining because we did get to catch up with like the people from the past.
Right.
And we did get a lot of insight into Joe Exotic's past. Like, oh, Joe Exotic was the youngest police sheriff in the state of Texas. Guess who's not shocked by that? This person who lives in the state of Texas. But then also to find out later on that he was while married to this random lady. He was out here stripping for the mayor of the town that they lived in. The police chief is stripping for the mayor.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Mm-hmm. What also took me out in that first episode, we get to see this brother that has not seen Joe for 20 years. And he's like, yeah, Joe's been nothing but, you know, he always wants the fame and the limelight. And, you know, he's always been this way. And then they're like, well, when's the last time you talked or seen him? 20 years. So what are you doing on this? What can you offer us at this point? You just here for a check.
He gave us the backstory. He told us some really important information. One, Joe Exotic, when he was a child, used to take his BB gun, shoot and kill animals, and then pretend to nurse them back to health with his imaginary medicine because he wanted to be a veterinarian. Let's be very clear. Joe Exotic has been murdering animals since he was a child. And his brother gave us the insight. There was actual footage of these birds.
That's not funny, but there was footage.
Just saying. Look, we do get some information from the brother that really matters. I think it's very telling that somebody could just legit be like, I will write you off for 20 years. And then the one time I have to say something about you, it is to tell everybody that you're a horrible human being.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm going to get paid for it.
And I'm going to get that money. So I need that money.
At the end of the first episode, Joe Exotic obviously doesn't get pardoned. The show pivots now to
wait.
Yeah,
he doesn't get pardoned, and they had that big stretch Hummer outside the jail. Like, y'all really thought they was going to like escort you out there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The clout that these people got just from being in the first Netflix series. I mean, like, even the people who were going to get Joe, they had like a Joe Exotic Cadillac just for the occasion of going to pick him up. They flew out there in a jet, like, or a helicopter or something like that, just to go pick up Joe Exotic from jail. Yeah. Just waiting outside like Lil Kim just got out.
Listen, and you know I was out there when she got out, though.
I know you were.
My mom dropped me off. I missed school.
Yeah. And Joe had like Nicki Minaj levels of like split personalities as well. They were like, yeah, when he was little, like sometimes he was a doctor, other times he was like a maid, like all this other stuff. Like some days he dressed up like a grandma. Joe just does whatever he wants. And, you know, this documentary or docuseries is proof of that. Mm-hmm. He just feels like he is untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like as the episodes go on, I definitely do feel like we get a more remorseful and we get a more like as remorseful as a Joe Exotic can get. But I definitely feel like as the episodes do go on, like we do get to see, like, I feel like, I don't know when episode one was taped, because, like, you know, throughout the time that Joe Exotic is talking, you can only see the top of his mullet. So, but I definitely think that throughout time and through him really expecting to get out each time, I think that there is a more realization of, like, yes, you're in jail for animal cruelty and a host of other things. So that's just my one little Joe Exotic, you know.
Would you think that he has reformed in prison?
I think throughout the episode, he says that he's like done with like the animal life. I mean, I don't know.
I just feel like Bryce is correct. Like, Joe does say, you know, being locked up in cages doesn't feel great. Imagine doing that to like animals. Who, what a crazy person would do that? I kind of feel like maybe I can see that side of the story now that I've been locked away too. And so there is reason to believe that Joe might not go full Exotic on the way out.
That you let Joe Exotic out of jail, he'll be having like some tiger petting zoo up and running by the end of the week.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Listen, who's to say he does not have a tiger petting zoo currently right now?
Right. Exactly.
Back, oh, with making videos like that F. Carol Baskin. The man does not change.
And he has such a big following. I mean, we see throughout the series that people just wake up one day and decide, you know what? F. Carol Baskin. I want to help Joe Exotic out. And then they join Facebook groups, and then they call in tips, and they make up stories, and they send anonymous messages to random people whose names might coincide with Joe Exotic's son's name, and gets them all riled up and stuff like that. Not to say that I have any insight into that, but I'm just saying that stuff like that happens from what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that people like me that were invested in the first Tiger King, because first of all, we all was locked down due to the pandemic. Yes. So we really like got invested in it. And for a lot of the fans like myself, who I am not a member of the Facebook, but, you know, it just didn't make sense how Joe Exotic could go to jail for murder for hire. And you have the alleged guy that was hired.
I mean, his argument has always been, yeah, I got hired, but I ain't do it. I mean, like, but I took the money.
That's still elite. Like, that's like,
is taking the money illegal?
I mean, you know? No, but taking the money to kill somebody is like.
But he said he was never gonna do it, right?
I mean, but like, for me, what was frustrating, and I feel like I'm like a mini Joe Exotic because my emotions go all over the place. But what for me was just so frustrating watching throughout this documentary was just like the white privilege that exuded in and out of here. For me, was just like really frustrating. Like, you know, simultaneously, like as Kyle Rittenhouse is getting off, as like, you know, we've seen these things with like Amon Berry happening in their courtroom. And just to see like the lack of like jurisdiction, the confidence in which these men feel like they can do what they do. And like time and time again, we see on this like documentary series, like they literally are doing what they want. And like the law is just like, oh, we'll try to get them. And like, I don't know. For me, that was like very frustrating for me to like enjoy it, the show, because it just was just like, this really goes to show you like at times, like how our judicial system is really not, it's set up for some and not for all.
Yeah, I got snatched out of my own car behind like a taillight before. And then I have to watch Joe Exotic's friend, Tim, who also is crazy as hell, look down the barrel of a gun and stare these police officers in the eye and tell them to go help themselves. And they just walk off.
Right.
Hello. Like, what about me? Like, so I get it. But the biggest plot twist of all of this is that we're talking about the murder for hire, this big scheme that apparently they were going to use to like decapitate Carol Baskin while she rides around on her bicycle. It wasn't even a scheme to kill Carol Baskin. It was a scheme to kill Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
And again, the guy who said he was going to do it is still walking around. Great.
And he admitted to a different attempted murder that he was going
to
do.
He showed them the murder weapon. He's like, let me take it to the wire I was going to use to kill him. Excuse me, sir?
Also, he was like, extremely uncomfortable was this guy who essentially is like going to like go turn himself in. And his dad, who is like a spitting image of him, and his brother in the garage. And he's like, all right, I'll see you guys later. Love you. Like, he's potentially like not coming home. And like, they just like, all right, be safe, love you.
It's like the family from I, Tonya, you know, the one that did the hit, you know, like that's still like, oh yeah, he said, mom, the feds are here. Like, okay, like I guess I'm going to jail now. Like, that's literally what was happening. He's like, I'm about to go turn myself in because I am so guilt ridden that Joe Exotic is taking this murder for hire charge when in fact it was him who I was going to murder. So there's that.
The show just came out this week, but I'm seeing that there's actually some recent news about Joe Exotic, that Joe Exotic is being transferred to a different facility because Joe Exotic has a cancer diagnosis. So, very sad to see at a time when Joe is being celebrated once again.
Yeah, and his husband, his first husband died from cancer while they were in the parking lot of the hospital getting ready to leave his hospital visit. He's died right next to Joe. And some say this is Joe's villain origin story, because the moment that happened, his ex-wife and all their friends and stuff are saying like he was never the same. He just went from like regular Joe Exotic, the sweet police officer stripper, to like Joe Exotic, the attention whore. And, you know, so I think it's very sad that it has to come full circle and that he has cancer as well. I really hope that's not the case. I don't know Joe Exotic personally, and I would never wish any harm on him like that. But like, it is very sad of a story if you put it into perspective like that.
Mm-hmm. After they go through the whole quest for the pardon, the show really does then pivot for about two episodes into the reopening the Carol Baskin case of what really happened to Don Lewis. And in the first one, I know there was like a whole episode about Carol Baskin, but I don't think they really did a deep dive into who Don Lewis was. But we really did spend a lot of time here on the case for Don Lewis. There was at one point they really tried to make a case that maybe Don Lewis is still alive.
Yeah. I mean, he had every reason to flee, considering he's out here tied into, for sure, money laundering at the very least. Like, he's been taking his hundreds of thousands of dollars across to Costa Rica and having people, like, just transport the money to God knows where. But then he's also tied to, like, underage girls and brothels and things of that nature. And his family has a nerve to be on their high horse, like, my dad would never leave us. What, would he ever sex traffic? Because goddamn, you know, like, we were speaking of him, like, he's got a high moral code. Like, he would never turn his back on his family, his animals, or his assets. I was like, well, what about the underage girls? I don't have any comment on that. I mean, my dad did the street hustle. That's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, street hustle? Is that what you call this?
The one daughter with the facelift stole my heart, though. I liked her. I felt like she was, I don't know, I just became obsessed with her because I just, I don't know why, but I was just like, why, first of all, why she don't look like 70 like all her other sisters, okay?
Because she got the work done. Okay. She did what needed to be done.
And then my question is, this was my ulterior plot. Okay, why do the other sisters look like they're 80 and 90? You look like you 30. Where are you getting this money from that they not getting this money from? Like, you know, are you connected to Don?
Don might be wiring money back.
No, maybe she got a real job. That's what it is.
I mean,
out here.
I seen the car she got out a couple times. I'm not sure, but
the thing I took the most from the Carol Baskin episode, the one that's specifically about her Born Ass Diaries, is like her story's not lining up like years after. Then they start to ask her questions, and she's like, "I was going to Albertsons at 3 o'clock in the morning when my car broke down, and
girl,
I walked 20 miles.
Where, what, and how?" And my brother, who was on duty, who I happened to walk past, but he was in the middle of something, so I had to wait for him. Like, sis, what you doing at 3 a.m. in the morning? Okay.
She had to get cat milk. Jungle cat milk.
Jungle cat milk from Albertsons. It's your store.
For me, what was the nail in the motherfucker coffin was best friend. Okay? And another person who stole this episode from me was the best friend's ex-wife, because she was spilling all of the tea. She said Tony came home late, 11:30, driving Don's truck and had about 50 guns. Excuse me, did we just discover another murder for hire plot within the plot? And then this is the same truck that was at the airport that they were trying to make it seem like Don went away. Listen, I don't have an FBI, a law degree, but like, explain, make Chappelle, Robert, make this make sense. So you're telling me, really animated. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
You are telling me that the guy, best friend, ex-wife is telling you he stopped at his house with Don's truck and guns that they said Don would never give up. And then this is the same truck that is parked outside of the airport to make it seem as if Don flew away. Well, somebody please make that make sense to me. Then when they are interviewing him, they like, where did you get the guns from? Oh, Don gave them to me. Sir, he's missing. Carol gave them to me. Why is she giving you guns?
Look, can we really take the word of the best friends, dog catchers, mother-in-law, sisters, cousins, like, you know, like the hearsay in this documentary? Like, it'd be like, I once met Joe Exotic one time in the grocery store, and I know without a shadow of a doubt he did not do this. Like, oh, okay. You know, like, ma'am, this is not even your story. If you don't mind your business, why are you in this? But her story does make you say, well, Carol, girl, what you need all these guns for?
Like, right. Why would you give them all of these guns? And then I also feel like the people that are on the documentary supposed to help, like the assistant or the lady who used to cook and clean for them, who said that, like, you know, Don wanted to leave her and that, like, you know, he went missing. Remember that lady, like, out of her trailer park? Mm-hmm. Here's my thing. So she says when Don went missing, she wrote him a letter. Y'all remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, Don, if you can please come back. Yes. I just want to see you one time. And so, I swear to God, I'll stop cigarette smoking and everything.
So, Robert, I have a question for you.
Yes.
If Don is missing, where the hell are you sending this letter to?
Wait. If you look at the top of the address line, it said Costa Rica, ?
It says, why do you have the letter back? Did it get returned? Like,
of course it did. You can't just send a letter to Costa Rica to nobody. Like, can I just send this USPS? You just send them. Like,
but
missed him.
She sent the carrier pigeon off of one of them farms and just said, go find Don. He's in the brothel.
U.S. Postal Service said, shit, we ain't sending this.
Bro, I know. I heard all about Don Lewis. I ain't sending this nowhere.
Like, Rob, what do you think was going through her mind? Like, just like
she was going to stop smoking. She just needs to know if she's alive or not. Mm-hmm. Okay. She said, you can go back on the run, baby. I just want to see you one more time.
I just want to see you. That last check didn't clear, Don. I need you to come sign off on something for me. Because Carol ain't signing it.
Well, Carol is signing, seemingly, a lot of people's signatures. That was wild about the will and what was the other thing?
The notary. The notary called. Yeah,
the notary.
She's like, someone forged my documents. They're like, well, it was notarized. They forged that too. Like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they showed all the signatures were exactly identical.
And then in her diary, you're looking at signatures that are like over the internet. Like, you know, you like, give me a break. Like, I'm not even acknowledging that. Like, mm-hmm. sis, you did it.
I mean, she has a point. Like, you can't just, like, the notary public get those, like, those like stamps, and the stamp is like, oh, like it is like specific to one person. So I was like, unless she got a hold of the stamp, you really can't fake that. But Carol Baskin does not make a good name for herself at any point. Like, she doesn't ever like try to clear her name, because she says something to the effect of like, y'all think y'all are in a battle against a person and y'all are against a tiger. I'm like, ma'am, they're trying to get you and you out here acting like a supervillain.
Then, then she like, you know, listen, I looked for Don. I sent his cousin to Costa Rica and Puerto Rico to look for Don. Okay. Then the next screen, on the cousin on the phone. I never went to Costa Rica or Puerto Rico. I stayed in Florida.
Yeah.
He never went. But listen, if you talk to any Costa Ricans, they're like, nah, Don dirty. Don nasty. Don out here doing the dirt. Like, I can't tell you what Don doing, but baby, even if I could tell you, I wouldn't, because I don't want no part of Don.
It's like the guy that's like, I'm here to protect Don. When Don was with me, he was safe. Mm-hmm. I didn't go out with him at night. I didn't get into that. You ain't going to entangle me in that.
Yeah, he said, yeah, Don and I were always together, except when Don was out doing illegal activity, in which case, I don't know Don. I've never seen that man. I'm sorry for that man.
He changed.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, if they're saying this young lady is 15, I think her name was Daniela, right?
I thought there was Karina.
Karina. Yes, Daniela. Karina Daniela was her name.
I said it so with so much confidence.
I think her name was Daniela.
Karina, right? So if this young lady is 15 years old, there is a point where Carol Baskin says that she went to Costa Rica and she had an interaction with Karina. Sis, you just like, sis, you didn't think like, I don't know. That's why I'm just saying, like, I don't believe this like good image that Carol Baskin is trying to like put
you think
there.
That there's some holes in Carol Baskin's story, Bryce?
Is a podcast kingdom called The Sausage Castle? I mean, does the Sausage Castle exist?
Yeah.
Right. Is a booty hole bleached white?
Yeah. Tiger King season 2, I think that really does, like, there's no chance. Well, I don't want to get sued. It seems very likely Carol Baskin has something to do with the disappearance of Don Lewis. But I also say, like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, like Don Lewis was who was clamoring for this? Like, when Don Lewis gets brought back, he needs to go directly to jail. Do not pass go and do not collect $200. Because let me explain something to you. This man has been sex trafficking and laundering money and has been missing for 20 years. So even if he is alive and they find him, they bring him back. They need to bring him to justice. I mean, but if they never find him, I don't think anybody.
What does Carol Baskin do? She, you know, maybe like takes care of some sex traffickers and then also saves tigers.
I mean, some would argue that it was self-defense. Mm-hmm. She's basically a vigilante for justice. She's Batman.
She's shutting down Jeff Lowe. She's shutting down Joe Exotic. She's shutting down Tim Stark.
Yeah. Carol Baskin's out here doing the work, and we're trying to pin a murder on her. Mm-hmm. How dare us?
Well, I did think that something that was very interesting that was in the first episode, that they talked a little bit about the misogyny of that. Everybody's like, free Joe Exotic! But then like after the first season, it was like, that bitch Carol Baskin. Yeah, oh boy.
That's Bryce.
Yeah.
I ain't never took the side of Joe Exotic. Ain't nothing about that man right. when it comes to the crimes that he's committed against these animals and the things he wanted to do to Carol Baskin. Like, this man spent the greater amount of his life just torturing this woman and stalking her, sending her death threats and like all kinds of crazy stuff. Didn't he chop off a toy cat's head and put it in her bed like it was the Godfather or something? Like, Joe Exotic has been, at the very least, is guilty of harassment.
Yeah.
And so, like, no, at no point have I ever said free Joe Exotic. So, maybe free Joe Exotic for murder for hire, but that's it.
Yeah,
like,
so everything even, else he even as a murderer, for. Carol Baskin is one of the least problematic people in the Tiger King universe.
Yeah, true.
Something still ain't right with the Carol, in my opinion. I mean, I don't want her. I'm not wishing. That's not me leaving a voicemail on her phone.
Look,
but I also feel like she, as much as like she, again, there's just like, for me, it's like you're saying all of these people that have these zoos, oh, they're not doing it right, this and that, this and that. But girl, you have Big Cat Rescue. It's the same thing. You have people are paying
Big Cat energy.
Yes, like it's giving very much Big Cat energy. And although you're getting all of this hate and all of this stuff, since you're cashing in on the Tiger King empire as well, you on Dancing with the Stars doing a dry salsa.
How did she do on Dancing with the Stars?
First of all, it was a samba. Don't be disrespectful. Like,
okay. It was a samba that needed a little sa-sa because it was dry. And I think she was like the first or second person eliminated, rightfully
she so. Lasted till week three. The disrespect, honestly.
Yeah.
Her paso doble did leave things to the imagination and to be desired, but she did a very decent Viennese waltz, and Abba said it was great. Carrie Ann is a fly girl. Take her word for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, like, girl, you are out here just as much cashing in on this.
She's on Cameo.
Okay. And how much is her Cameo, Robert?
How much do you think?
I think over $100.
Yeah, $249.
Over.
Yeah, girl.
Let her make her money.
No.
She was probably on Cameo before Tiger King. She's been famous.
She used to do the YouTube Cameo.
Yeah.
You know, the darkest part of this story really becomes when we bring in Indiana and then we have the guy like Tim Stark. Look, as somebody who just came from Indianapolis not too long
Tim
ago,
Stark's
I was like,
on Cameo.
Sounds all right.
How was he on Cameo? He in jail.
No, he's on Cameo.
He's not in jail.
And all these people, they are cashing in. $200 for Tim Stark.
Oh,
is
no.
Joe Exotic on Cameo?
I don't think that he's allowed to be on Cameo.
He has done,
but
so
there
many
are
interviews.
Impersonators on Cameo, and I'm not talking about Listen, Johnny Fairplay.
Joe Exotic has done so much like media since his arrest. He has caught up with every piece of media in the news. Like every time they go to Joe Exotic for like a question or a concern, he's always knows what's topical. He's like, "Did you see that bitch Carol on Dance with Stars?" Like, Joe, did you? Like, are you inside? Are you and the other inmates talking about that Viennese waltz? Because sure, her top line wasn't great, but just damn, get off her neck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
So we got to meet the lawyer. This is wild, the story of one of the lawyers that's working on the case. So there was a guy, his name was John Phillips. He's also on Cameo, $44 for him. He was working to represent the family of Don Lewis, I believe. Yes. And yes. He was working on a case, and then they didn't like the way that he was handling his business. So they fired him, and then he went to go work for Joe Exotic.
So first of all, okay, he the one that was behind Carol Baskin's Dancing with the Stars premiere. He was the one, the family of Don Lewis.
Yeah.
Is like, I thought that was excellent. I thought that was great.
Same. Yeah, no, I agree.
I was like, ooh, child. But
that's how you do it.
Okay, listen. If ever I go missing, Chappelle, I need for you to pay for advertisement on the Know
Right
It All.
In the middle of Survivor.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of
this episode of Survivor Know It Alls is brought to you by, remember Bryce Isaiah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been missing for a while.
For me, this is where, like, again, like I said, the one sister I really loved, and this is where it went left for me. They fired the guy, the lawyer, and then they decide to go with the internet detective Reaper.
Reaper, yeah.
Ripper. So, Ripper. Jack. Yeah, Jack so, the Ripper.
Like, this is, again, correct me if I'm wrong, he's not an attorney.
No. He's an internet stalker. He is an internet sleuth is what I think he called himself. Yeah.
So that's like the family of Don Lewis reaching out to Nicole, being like, can you get Rob to help us find our dad?
Basically. Like, just a random. Like, hey, you were on the internet a lot. Me too. Let's help me find.
Yeah.
But the problem is, it shows like this, like, will lead you to believe that your little Facebook clicks can actually lead to, like, making the world a better place. Like, think about Don't F With Cats, right? Like, Don't F With Cats. These people were so outraged by the cat, you know, the cat killer, that they were, like, doing all the research and, like, Googling the blanket and then searching this and searching that. And then they, all of a sudden, they uncover, like, a serial killer, like, after being in a cat Facebook group. And so, when you see stuff like that, it leads you to believe, like, yeah, anytime there's a crime, I'm on the case. You know, like, mm-hmm. Tag me in.
We're all just together. Ripper.
Yeah. Like, it's horrible because then, like I said, maybe someone I know was targeted by such a Facebook group and got crazy ass messages during the whole Tiger King stuff the first time, because these groups start doing all these Google searches and trying to hunt people down who might be connected to Joe Exotic and send them weird messages, and I have to block them all. I mean, they had to block them all. I'm just saying.
I don't know how you connected, but
let me know. You want to tell the story? I got you. Okay, so listen, one day I'm at work, boom, it's COVID, so it's all virtual. Okay. So, Bryce, I have a job. I have a job.
Okay, Jeff.
So I have a job, right? And it's on camera. So it's a video appointment that I have to do with the student. And the student comes on, but they don't have their camera on. I just have mine on. And I'm talking to her. And she says, I'm sorry, I'm just surprised that you're black. And I was like, whoa, hold on, baby, you can't just say that. Now, she was black too. I could tell. I could hear it in her voice. You know how it is. But like, I was like, you surprised I'm black? I'm surprised you black. Basically got offended. And she was like, no. It's just that I Googled you, and it turns out you're Joe Exotic's son. I'm sorry, what?
Mm-hmm.
You're Joe Exotic's son. I Googled you. I was like, was there a picture? Because I guarantee I'm not. My black ass is not Joe Exotic's anything. Come to find out, I Google it in the middle of the appointment. Shared my screen and everything. I'm like, show me the link. Joe Exotic has a son named Brandon Chappelle with three kids or something like that. And I'm like, well, look, first of all, if I had three kids, no one would ever know. So that's the first mistake. But that is not me. But because of that, I got all kinds of wacky messages on Facebook.
Brandon.
Okay. Brandon, y'all wonder why I don't go by my first name. My name is Chappelle. Okay. I might drop that name too.
Let me find out. Joe Exotic is your deadbeat daddy. And that's why you don't want to get him out of jail.
He can stay. I need child support before we can talk about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's the story. So that just shows you how crazy people are on the internet. I don't know no Joe Exotic. Stop sending me messages from fake Carol Baskin accounts.
Now, in fairness, that's not the real Carol Baskin. That's just somebody else named Carol Baskin who's messaging you.
People with fake accounts. It wasn't one message. There were multiple messages. And I thought it was like the new scam that the spammers were doing. You know how they get in your message and like, hey, could you send me $500 real quick? And I'll give you like, yeah, I thought that was the new game. Didn't come to find out. No, it's just a game for people named me, you know? Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's my life.
Get any voicemail.
Yeah.
I don't put my phone number on the internet. Mm-hmm. Crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
What if my baby mamas find me? Then what?
Did Netflix reach out to you?
If Netflix is listening to this, I'm 100% Joe Exotic's son, and I would like to talk about it on camera.
Season 3.
I would like to. Yes, I'm 100% Joe Exotic's son. I would like money first, and then we can talk.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Could you imagine season 3 of Netflix and we see Chappelle head?
And I'm be answering all the questions.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember when Joe first came into my life.
Not my life.
My life.
They go into episode 4, building off of the lawyer, John, switching teams to Joe Exotic. And we really start to bring Alan Glover back into things. He was the hitman that Jeff Lowe pushed Joe Exotic to ultimately talk to about trying to kill Carol Baskin. And he comes in and he's basically ready to admit, like, I didn't do anything. Like, Joe didn't do anything. Like, we set him up and I would testify. I should be in jail, not him.
And I think this is the real victim of the story. Honestly.
The hitman?
Yeah, because I think he's just dumb. You know, like, yeah. I think that's what it is. I think, like, because even when they go to get the information from Alan Glover, because the story is the FBI basically was like, hey, if you're going to say murder for hire, we need somebody to say that they were involved in that. And so they're like, oh, yeah, that. Make no mistake. We can get that from Alan Glover. Have you met the guy?
We got somebody right
now.
They're
like, he'll squeal like a piggy. And so they go to get Alan Glover to start squealing. And he does. You know, he's just like, oh, yeah, I definitely was getting paid to do it, but I wasn't going to do it. Like, that's his response. And so next thing you know, boom, it spirals and Joe's in jail. Well, now he's like, I feel really bad. And honestly, that's not even the real crime. I was supposed to be trying to kill Joe in the first place. And like the fact that Joe is in jail and he was the one who was supposed to die, I feel really bad about this. Like, I never intended on killing anybody, but I was in talks. There were discussions had. So he's like the most remorseful person. Honestly, of all the episodes, he's the only one who shows an ounce of remorse for anything that they've ever done.
Yes.
So yeah, Alan Glover is the one who probably deserves our sympathy, but no one else does. No one else in this case does at all. Maybe Carol Baskin a little bit, but I don't even think she wants it. I think she just wants to be left alone.
That being said, I'm not sure why anybody wants a cameo from him.
I mean, he's on cameo too. Yes.
Yeah.
How much?
$90. But it's temporarily unavailable.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's probably due to the pending legal cases. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that the one actual cop they have on the show, like the one, he won't answer no questions. They're like, okay, well, can you tell us about Costa Rica? Does it have anything to do with this case? Probably. Then no, I can't tell you anything about Costa Rica. Like, then why are you here exactly?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Are we just paying you, essentially? Like,
yes, sis, give us nothing.
So, then they bring Jeff Lowe back into this, and Jeff Lowe somehow had a relationship with this guy, Tim Stark. Jeff Lowe took over the, what is it? What was Joe Exotic's zoo called? GW Zoo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever Joe Exotic's was, then Jeff Lowe took it over, but then he got involved with this guy named Tim Stark, who had like his own like Joe Exotic thing going on in Indiana, and he was going to bring his animals in. And then this guy turns out to be another total lunatic who we spend a lot of time with in the fourth and fifth episode. Tim Stark, Bryce. Well, why did they hold out Tim Stark until episode four?
Well, I think we even see Tim Stark at the end of the first Tiger King, because we see when him and Jeff Lowe kind of sort of get together, but we just don't know who he is. Why they hold out to season four, I don't know. I think maybe that's when Carol's legal team was like, you can't use any of us no more, so you need to go after somebody else. But I think it's just interesting to see how Tim Stark does exactly what he did to Joe Exotic, or Jeff Lowe does to Joe Exotic what he did to Tim Stark. And I just think that it is interesting because it's like Jeff Lowe definitely demonstrates this like predatorial behavior, but I think also Tim Lowe, why are you going into business with somebody and you're like, yeah, I'm paying 100% of everything, I'm moving all of my animals, I'm doing all my life? Well, is that not, I mean, it sounds like you writing a letter to Costa Rica too that says Costa Rica, like, you know, like it just is like very odd and weird type of behavior. But he definitely is giving me like Joe Exotic straight cousin.
Yeah. Just his cousin. This is Tim Exotic. It definitely is. And I think we get Tim in replacement of that other guy from season one. What's his name? Bhagavan Antal or whatever. Yes. Doc Antle.
Yes.
Yeah, we missed him in this season. So they had to bring that one.
He's
Timothy
the only
instead.
Smart person. He's like, I'm never talking to anybody at Netflix ever
never
again.
Saying another word. And it's the right move because the more Jeff talks, the more Jeff is getting closer and closer to being in prison. And I don't know if he doesn't know it or what. Because the one smart thing he has done is he's surrounding himself by people he is smarter than. He has managed to outflank these people at every turn, except for maybe Carol Baskin. But now he's forced to team up with Crazy Tim to try to free Joe, and then they can all turn their sights on the feds and PETA.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought PETA was the villain of this story?
Right.
Well, according to these guys,
I mean, everyone has turned on PETA, and it's like all eyes are on PETA, the feds, and Carol Baskin.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Carol Baskin calls in tips to PETA. She like flies the drone and then she calls PETA.
I mean, she should. But by the end of this, you're like, yeah, but girl, get off their backs. You know, like, leave them alone. Like, what are you doing here?
The way the draw was flying is definitely her husband flying in draw.
You could tell. And it look, and it shows.
And it shows. If you saw him cut down that GW, that video was like 20 minutes long of him cutting it down.
Tim Stark cussed these people out like it ain't like ain't a camera ever been on that man in his life. That man cussed him out. I
he was calling women the C word like on camera.
Yeah, the C word, the B word. He was badass.
I'm trained by the United States military. I shoot you.
Yeah. He said, I'm a trained sniper. I said, oh my gosh. He told the police officers, like, oh, you want me to go 100 yards away? Right in sniper range. Y'all don't pistol with that man, throw him in the back of that car.
And at that moment when they didn't arrest him right there, they're like, hey, this is your warning.
Like, they're like, sir, if you're gonna threaten us again, we're gonna have to ask you insinuate that you were gonna shoot us again, sir.
Right. And then at that moment you see me and Bryce flip the table, like, what the hell? Like,
are you kidding me?
Like, really? Really? Okay. You know, this was a mess, but he's a good character. I could see Tiger King season 3 not having nothing to do with Joe Exotic. And it'd be all about Tim because he is batshit crazy.
Mm. Do you think that this is going to be like the Book of Boba Fett of season 3 of basically we're going to explore Tim Stark in Tiger King season 3?
Is that Star Trek reference?
That's Star Wars, that they're gonna do, and the next season of The Mandalorian is basically gonna be about one of the different characters.
Bryce, who is your favorite character in The Mandalorian, Bryce?
Amanda Bryce. And Lori.
Yeah, Amanda and Lori. They are
Mandalorian.
Yeah, they are the best, I think. Clearly.
He's iconic. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah. Love both Amanda and Lori.
But for me, I feel like the true heroes, again, also problematic for me, are the volunteers. The volunteers, that the whistleblowers.
Why are you mad at the whistleblowers?
No, I'm just mad at them because it's like, but y'all volunteered there for years. Okay? Now y'all blowing the, like, I don't know. But I also, I feel really good that the one lady that's on payroll, that's like quoting everything that she says, and I'm going to come. Like, I just feel like, well, we're like, would you have the same energy if Netflix was not in this? Like, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah.
It took a long time to start blowing some whistles. I'll say that, you know, like.
Not here at the palace.
Yeah. So you're saying that had Tiger King not really blown up. And again, like, I feel like that Tiger King gets a little bit like self-congratulatory about how it's like, hey, because of us, all these animals, like all these private zoos are getting blown up.
They
are. All the whistleblowers are coming out because of Tiger King.
Yeah, no, Tiger King is trying to like put the, like, oh yeah, we're doing the Lord's work here. Like, no, you're not. Stop it. Stop it. But these whistleblowers should have been whistling and blowing louder a long time ago. That's all we got to say.
Right. I just find it interesting the timing of them blowing the... Blow the whistle!
Blow the whistle.
Okay, like... Because two short songs...
Go on and on. Last so long.
Because two shorts, Blow the Whistle came out years ago. Okay, that's all I'm saying. It's just like, again, just never know these people's motives. And I can't continue to go back to the fact that Carol still has Big Cat Rescue, which is the same type of zoo of all of these men.
Like, our zoo is just better than theirs.
Right. Hold on. Wait. What was... Let me just Google. Well, I can't. Did I go somewhere? Sorry. I actually clicked out. Hold on. Because the name of Tim Stark's zoo was...
Was?
Give me a second.
And who's who in the zoo?
Right. Good point.
Wildlife in Need.
Wildlife in Need.
Wildlife
in Need. That's his nonprofit. You know, he was there to raise money and awareness for saving wildlife as he declawed these tigers that is like apparently like chopping off a tiger's knuckle.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That not gruesome. And he's just like, yeah, but I don't want it to scratch me. So, I mean, it's got to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tigers can get arthritis.
Yeah, but also, it's their knuckle. Why would you chop their knuckle off? They have to walk, stupid. Yeah. Tim Stark, if nobody's going to jail at the end of this, he will end up in jail. He definitely will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to take a long time for some reason, but he's going to get there.
Well, he does emerge as the real villain in Tiger King Season 2. Tiger King, Season 2, I felt like started off slow, but I feel like that they really went out strong. I think that the fifth episode is the best episode of this run. I think you could just jump in and watch Episode 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, episode 5, maybe episode 4 as well. That gives you like the meat and potatoes of what you really came to see. We came to see the Joe Exotic type character, like being loud and brass and getting charged up and seeing how crazy he's and far he's willing to go. Those first three episodes is some other show that I didn't care about.
Well, it was almost just like sort of like the bonus episodes from the first season.
The leftover footage. It was just put that in there.
Yeah, it was like, hey, watch. Yeah. Oh, and like we're gonna try to get Joe Exotic pardoned, and then basically it was like two episodes on like the backstory of like Carol Baskin's husband and Carol Baskin. But then episodes 4 and 5 really got into sort of like what's going on now. And maybe that Joe Exotic is going to be potentially have a case to get out of prison. And so we all found out some sad news, though, Bryce, that Dustin, Joe Exotic's husband, has dumped him.
Dylan. Dylan has moved on, but it's fine. Because Joe has a boyfriend, too. He got a boyfriend from his app that he created to find the new Joe Exotic Bachelor. And somehow, he's talked to these men while in jail, and he has secured a new boo thing, and he's happy now. So he's wishing Dylan the best of luck, he's sure.
Yeah, Joe Exotic talks to him 15 times a day.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure we got some love after lockup coming up. But I never expected Dylan to be with him. So it's just like, for me, it's just so interesting and funny. But I'm just like, I'm mad at Dylan. Capitalize on your 15 minutes of whatever you can, because as sure as a Carol to a Baskin in 3 years times, like, people will be like, what and who and how? Mm-hmm.
Had Tiger King not done a follow-up, we would not be speaking about Dylan right now, and his fame would have been slowly declining. So this is going to give him another boost. He's going to get some more. Yeah, he's going to get some more merch off, some more bleach, some more draws. What else was he selling? He was selling a bunch of other stuff too. But you know, he had his manager. Yeah, but you know, give Dylan his credit, because he's dealt with a lot. I mean, to be the husband of Joe Exotic has to be difficult.
It's not easy.
We've seen what happened to the past ones. They just didn't turn out great for many of them. I mean, one of them wasn't even gay. He was just with Joe Exotic for drugs, I guess. Mm-hmm. Just for meth and vibes.
How many husbands is Joe Exotic on?
Four. I think this is four. Yeah. Four. So the man who passed away from cancer, I believe the second husband who shot himself in the face.
Shot himself.
The one who was not gay at all, who actually had a whole relationship with his wife and who was not sleeping with Joe Exotic. He's just in a relationship with him for meth.
Yeah.
And now Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. His ex-husband, Dylan, because he now has a new boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think the fifth episode is where we get the whole raid on the Tim Stark compound. I guess that he got a heads up, because also he managed to then hide a bunch of animals like in a van. I mean, there's also like a horrible story about that Tim Stark was driving across the country with a bunch of animals in a trailer, and then he stopped for a booty call, and then a bunch of the animals died because it was like way too hot in the trailer, and he never once gave them water or attended to them.
Yeah. Horrible. The HVAC unit broke down on his way to the the GW Zoo. Mm-hmm. And also during this raid, you know, his most prized animals,
spider monkeys,
like, he put them in his truck. But again, my thing is like my thought process of this Tim Stark guy is that he really is sending letters to Costa Rica, because it's like, if you were able to get this truck, like, why wouldn't you just have somebody just drive it to your friend Tyrone's house, which there is a Tyrone.
There is a Tyrone, yeah. And I don't know what his black ass is doing here.
why don't you just drive it to Tyrone's house and park it? Like, why literally just park it up the road from your house and you think that the FBI is not going to notice it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even just Jeff Lowe, we haven't talked about him that much. I mean, because he is one of the bad guys, but we haven't talked about him that much. But he does make a good point. At some point, he says, all these men want to blame me for their issues. Like, this man says, yeah, the reason why those tigers died is because I had to transport them across the country by myself in a hot-ass van. And it's like, no. At some point, you grown-ass man should have said, this is not right. This is not a smart move. I shouldn't do this. We know they don't have an air conditioner and these tigers will die. But he's like, but that damn Jeff Lowe convinced me and I had to stop for my booty call. What was I supposed to do? Mm-hmm. Like, sir, you could have just not.
Right.
Have you tried not? Mm-hmm. Just take a step. Just take a second and just not.
And not.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
And just not.
Not.
Maybe don't.
Yeah. What'd you think about the Elvis impersonating DA that's investigating Tim Starr?
Why is he here? If y'all stay out these white folk business.
No, my God,
I was devastated.
Why did they have to show that man singing? You are the DA. Like, I do not need you. I'm like, what?
And of all people, Elvis?
Elvis? The only black man we get to see on Tiger King.
And he's singing, well, Tyrone as well.
But we didn't get to see Tyrone.
We did see Tyrone. We saw a brief clip of Tyrone. That's why I know he's black, but also his name is Tyrone. But
okay. What
I'm saying is, this man, you have the nerve to sing Elvis, of all people. Have we not taught you anything?
Okay. And then, like, again, Netflix, why y'all got to show us for him dressed up like Elvis? Like, okay, he's the DA.
Right.
Well, in fairness, he didn't have to. He didn't have to tell them. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like they found like footage on YouTube. I think he put on the costume for them.
He
seemed eager to show them.
Yeah, this is his fault, 100%.
Hey guys, I know I'm the DA and I'm trying to put some stuff away, but if at all this could work, I do a really mean Elvis impression.
I was like, if you don't stop singing Elvis on these trying to white damn white people. Like, I was so upset. I was like, what are you doing? In your office.
But see,
that's the thing. I think they were trying to capture the same amount of like fantastical characters that they had from season one. Because season one, it was like you meet somebody who was seemingly normal and then you dive into their story and find out that they're basically like Scarface, right? Mm-hmm. And so like in season two, there's not a lot of that, but we do have that moment with the first lawyer, John Phillips or whatever, when they show him, they're like, oh, this is the lawyer. And they show him on Let's Make a Deal in like a pirate's wig or something like that. And they're like, and I'm like, is he crazy too? And I thought about it, like, no, you can be a lawyer and still go on Let's Make a Deal and have fun. Yeah. And this is the same. Like, you can be the DA or whatever and still like to sing Elvis. I just stop acting a fool in front of these white folks. Bryce, that's all I ask.
Isn't this maybe the message of Tiger King that everybody has, like, you know, their serious side, but then also everybody has a freaky side too?
Is this a freaky side? Is it Elvis freaky stuff?
Everybody has their own like Elvis costume or anal bleach or Let's Make a Deal or, you know.
This just took a turn.
Okay. I started it all. Now everybody just wants to be freak of the week, Rob. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, like.
The code 69, baby.
Yeah, okay. Code 69.
Code 69.
That was if they had an attractive woman in the park. They would call it I got a code 69.
Yeah, and apparently they did. And they had them all the time. Like, Jeff, his wife and the maid are just bringing in, was she the maid or the nanny? The nanny are just bringing in different code 69s every day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they're going, laying down with the tigers in the bed. Like, I'm just like, what in the Viagra with Jeff Lowe is going on? Because
Jeff Lowe got that taint bleach. I mean, tiger taint. That's what they call it.
Oh, yeah.
Tiger taint. That's what it was called. I didn't name it. Tiger
tank. Is that the pills they sell at the gas station?
Never mind. No, Bryce, that's not what it's called, stupid. Let me Google what it's called.
We're done Googling. We're fine.
Bryce, I got your name in the Secret Santa this year, and I just want to let you know that Tiger Tank is on sale for Black Friday. And so if you would like some, just blink twice.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Bryce. You've said enough. Thank you.
Wait, I'm Googling it now because I don't know what it is.
Well, it's not that. It's the tiger bleach. The bleach for the Dylan bleach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because now I'm seeing a video of somebody.
I think we've lost the plot a little bit here.
Put the link in the chat. Me and Rob gonna check it out. Just share your screen.
All right. So basically, by the end of this thing, it seems like the things really like take a turn where that once Alan Glover is, you know, has this affidavit, now like Jeff Lowe is willing to meet with Joe's lawyer. And there was like some very like incriminating like audio footage that came out where it seemed like the prosecutors or the FBI just wanted to nail Joe Exotic with anything.
Well, just so we're clear, Jeff Lowe wanted to work with Joe Exotic's lawyer after his animals got
confiscated,
taken away, and an impending lawsuit from Peter King. Now he switches sides. And for me, it's also like he has his own little Carol Baskin with him, him and his girlfriend, always making these YouTube videos. Oh, we got something coming. Oh, stay tuned. Switch inside. Like, I'm like, who's watching these people's videos is what I want to know. I'm assuming it's probably the people in the Facebook group.
The people that messaged Chappelle.
Yeah. They're blowing my message up. Currently, I was like, Tiger King must be out because I'm getting messages again. y'all think I'm playing. I will show you the screenshots.
We don't think you're playing. And I can't wait to name this episode. Brandon Chappelle talks Tiger King season two.
We're going to have somebody edit out my first name and post. It's just going to be beeped out every time someone says it. But nah, Bryce is right. Jeff changes his tune after he gets on the wrong side of all of this too. And it's not that the FBI is trying to pin anything on Joe Exotic. What they were doing was they were talking to Jeff, and Jeff is like, I'm telling you, Joe is out here trying to kill this lady. And they're like, you have to give us some evidence if you want us to run with this. And he's like, I could get you the evidence. All I got to do is go to somebody. Well, they're like, well, go get it. Because if this person is out here trying to kill someone, then make the evidence appear and we will talk about it. And so that's what it did. But they're trying to make it look like, oh, no, like the FBI was in charge of all of this. And they coerced Jeff into doing this. And then poor Alan was left in the crossfire. Like, no, you were trying to get Joe Exotic for anything you could do. You were trying to get him for, and the FBI just played along with it because guess what? Joe Exotic is still a criminal. Still, to this day. Like, he might not have tried to kill Carol Baskin. Maybe $300? Maybe $300 is not enough. $3,000 wasn't enough to risk your life to go to jail for trying to murder somebody. But these animals are still out here getting tortured and killed. And
Alan Glover ends up revealing that so they were going to do this whole plot where that instead of Carol Baskin, who I forgot that the original plot was that they were going to try to, you know, get her while she was riding her bike while Joe was riding his ATV, that they would have put barbed wire up that would have basically decapitated Joe Exotic.
ATV, you could tell you from up north. It's a four-wheeler. That's a four-wheeler.
Yes. What do you say, Bryce?
A car.
Car.
That ain't no dang car. This man's on a four-wheeler outside, and they think this is like a Scooby-Doo trap or something. Like, they want to, like, run a piece of wire across two trees, and then he run really fast into it, and then just like, oh, I chopped my head off. Like, I'm pretty sure this happened. Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. But they're like, it's barbed wire or something like that. Come to find out, they really have the cable. Like, he takes them back to Joe Exotic's, like, abandoned compound where the animals used to be, leads them right into the woods to this wound up piece of coil, and, like, just, like, pull it out. I'm like, yep, this is what I was going to kill him with.
Look straight through that. Sir. Straight through those branches. He's going to tie it over.
I'm never riding a bike or anything ever again without, like, having my arms up in the air.
Yeah. Why would you? I don't think anybody's trying to kill you, Rob. But still, I mean,
you never know.
Point, you could never be too safe, right? Yeah. Like, at this point, who knows? They tell you to wear a helmet, but honestly, just to stay away from bikes altogether for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, took it like Bryce. He took it like very. He's like, wow, can you believe it? They were trying to kill me.
Yes, this is when we get the remorseful Joe. Like, they was actually after him.
Yeah.
He's like, maybe I was a bad person. Maybe I shouldn't have kept all those tigers in cages. Ever since I've been in cages, I understand that that's not what you're supposed to do and people shouldn't live like that. Mm-hmm. But now I got to take down that bitch, Carol Baskin. Like, it's like, oh my gosh. Sir, can you get out of jail first before you start to plot your next scheme?
No, I think he's getting out.
I think so too.
I mean, he's gonna get out one day. But I just don't want it to be soon.
Bryce, do you know how long was his sentence?
I think it was 22 years, I believe.
22 years.
I think it was 22 years, if I remember correctly. Because I remember, I think they interviewed, was his name Saf? The one who got their arm chopped off? Saf was like, you know, he's guilty of a lot of things, but not guilty of murder for hire. If anything, he's just dumb. And so they think, like, yeah, send him to jail, make him, like, do his time for the crime against animals, but also, like, he wasn't trying to kill Carol Baskin.
It looks like that, he got 22 years in January 2020, but I think that they shortened his sentence to 17 and a half years. We'll see. And then, you know, now let's, you know, well, after this evidence.
Yeah, maybe he'll be out tomorrow. Maybe. I'm surprised he's not out now.
Maybe. Yeah.
pull the Hummer up to the jail.
Yeah.
The insurrection.
Because y'all was there.
Y'all were there. Stop it.
Seems like they left.
It does seem like they left after it was over.
Just convince, like, but I just feel like Chappelle says, all we see y'all is rolling up the tiger thing. Y'all could have been ready to climb in some windows. Then the next scene, we see y'all in the truck driving away. I need to see more, but just the fact that they were at the insurrection
like,
took me out.
Because it was not clear that it was that day. It was not like I missed it if it was, but it didn't say like January 6th.
It did.
I missed it.
January 6th. They're like Forrest Gump. They're just like, yep, I was just over there and then this thing happened. Like, stop it. Y'all know y'all on the mailing list. Y'all know y'all got the emails. Y'all knew what was coming.
And you know a couple of other people that was flying in them private jets.
So then we get like a postscript with some other wildlife rescue, someplace where tigers run free.
A sanctuary.
Yeah.
A sanctuary for tigers. And Carol Baskin was like, this is what it's supposed to look like. And then they're like, no, fool, they're not supposed to be in cages. Right. Like, no, you're missing the point. The cages, no matter how big, are too big. They're not big enough. Like, you need they said tigers can span the course of 800 miles? Just wandering 800 miles in a lifetime and you got them in a low box.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. Let the tigers free. And they also said that there's enough tigers to like that are in captivity right now that could get them off the endangered species list if they were not actually in these sanctuaries.
Yeah. Chappelle, did anybody in the Walking Dead fan community ever turn on King Ezekiel after the Tiger King really shined a light on bringing tigers up?
Nobody watches The Walking Dead anymore. I watch The Walking Dead, so they don't have to. So please check out The Walking Dead on post-show recast with myself, Jessica Lease, AJ Mass, and Josh Wiggler. So if you don't want to watch The Walking Dead, it's okay. We'll take care of it, and we'll keep you up to date on all of King Ezekiel's shenanigans. Thank you, Rob.
Okay. Anything else from Tiger King Season 2?
I don't want there to be a Season 3.
Y'all better be rolling the cameras. That's what y'all better be doing.
I won't be present for Season 3.
It's coming. It's not. But I think it's going to be it's going to follow Joe Exotic when he gets out of jail.
I'm doing an interview. I've decided.
Mm-hmm.
If there's going to be another season, I will offer myself up as tribute. I will be the Chappelle that was promised. Because I have things. I have information. Clearly everybody does.
Yep.
And I just want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Also, it's a $10,000 reward for information on like Carol Baskin. So I'm just saying, like, even if you ain't got nothing, shoot your shot.
10,000. I think it's more than 10,000.
Yeah.
Was it 100,000?
It's a lot.
It's 100,000.
Was it 100,000? Yeah. Shoot your shot. You miss all the shots you don't take. And honestly, if you get a little piece of that, go ahead for it. Go ahead.
I wonder if times are really tough for Don Lewis. Can he reemerge and get 100,000?
And get the 100,000. He seemed like a smooth operator. They said that Don Lewis had it all going on. They said he looked homeless, but was clearly rich. So he's doing it the right way. Okay. So I wouldn't be shocked if he's the one who collects on that money, even if we don't know it's him.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he writes back that lady though.
She needs to stop smoking. Don, if you're listening to this, please help her out.
Save her. and she's smoking outside the trailer and she's talking to us.
Mm-hmm. You could tell she thought about that part where she was smoking. She's like, and I'll stop smoking too. Like, okay, I hear you. I'll stop smoking if you come back.
If you come back, I got a couple more things I want to talk to you about.
Where did we leave off with Tim Stark? Is he in jail?
In jail.
Yeah, he's in jail.
After he went on the run.
He went, yeah.
Yeah.
He got caught
in New York.
Buffalo,
They found him in upstate New York because he was talking about his damn animals and somebody Googled him and called the police.
I'm telling you, it's that I, Tanya stuff. When they did that stuff with Tanya Harding or whatever, the reason they got caught is because the fool who set up the hit was talking about it to everybody who would listen, like at the bar, like, you know, I did this crazy thing where we just did, like, hurt this Kerrigan woman. You might have heard about her. Like, that's exactly what happened here. He's like, stupid bitch Carol Baskin. And they're like, let's call the police.
And then, and he was making Instagram live videos with a fake grenade.
He was going with a fake grenade.
He had a toy grenade. And then he said, some kid gave it to me and told me to be safe.
First of all, that's what kids in Philly, like, that's what we say to each other in Philly. Anytime you leave somebody, it's always be safe. So I'm like, which one in Philly?
Set him up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody in Philly gave him one of them toy grenades you get from the gas station. You know?
He's always got a monkey on his in his shirt. This guy, he's driving a car. He's got a monkey
his back. Yeah,
he monkey's care. Driving the car.
He thought he was untouchable, and now he is in jail, and he was all remorseful. Like they said, he was big bad and all this other stuff until you got into the courtroom, and then he's just like, I just don't understand why they taking the tigers from me. Like, right. I miss my animals so much. Mm-hmm. Oh, you wish you had thought about that when you was threatening to snipe the police.
Mm-hmm.
Did that not cross your mind that they were ever going to, it's just like in his head, they were going to pull up. He was going to pull their guns on them and be like, you know what? We changed our mind. Mm-hmm. You're free to go. Like, no, sir.
It's like him running his mouth so much even is the reason why they pulled the animals from him, because in his court documents, he said that he makes all of his money from doing the shows. So they sent those subpoenas for him to stop doing the shows. And then he agreed, okay, I'll stop doing the shows. And then that's when it came in. Why are you taking my cat? Mm-hmm. Because how can you afford to take care of these cats if 100% of your money are coming in from the donation, sir?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ain't got big cat money.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You ain't got big cat rescue money.
Right. If you can't afford the big cat, don't go for it, okay? If you can't take care of it, then why did you want it? It wasn't for you anyway, sir.
Okay.
All right. Anything else, Tiger King?
No. Shut it down, Rob. Well,
this was so much fun. Bryce, you might be the ultimate Tiger King fan.
I appreciate that.
Now, yeah. Bryce, you wouldn't date Joe Exotic, right?
Robert, don't. Chappelle, eat him alive. Don't disrespect me, Robert. I might listen.
Rob, Bryce is a lot of things, but Bryce is not desperate, okay?
All right. Well,
he can do better than Joe Exotic.
That he's been such a supporter.
Now, look. Bryce can do better than Joe Exotic. Now, we give Dylan a call.
No, no doubt.
Maybe we give Dylan a call, see what that bleach hit for.
Listen. I'm just writing my letters to Costa Rica.
You know Bryce love after lockup. When Joe get out, we might have to check on your boy. Baby now, boy.
If that could secure my spot.
Yeah.
I could do a Jeff Lowe turnaround. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bryce crying on the stand.
But I mean, all in all, I really did think that Tiger King was great, and I was I'm truly honored to not come back and talk about it with you, Robert. I got time with the son of Joe Exotic. What a treat!
You're welcome.
So, Bryce, what else do you have going on this week?
This week, I'm just trying to recover and get my life together.
Yes. How was the event this week?
The event this week was amazing. The Bryson Wynn Presents Philadelphia, the homecoming. It was truly amazing. So many of the supporters came out. And then on top of that, there was a cookout reunion. So, child, I can't tell you, Robert, the last time that I have gone out every single night of the week since Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely given. Baby boy is not a spring chicken anymore.
You're like a teenager.
From baby boy to teenage boy.
No, baby boy to grandpa, okay?
Paul.
But it was really great. And then, you know, I'm cooking up, working on the Purple Pants podcast, new episode coming out. So, you know, baby boy, I'm trying to be like Chappelle, booked and busy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, incredible work here once again, talking Tiger King. Chappelle, what do you have coming up this week? Booked and busy.
Last week was a big one for me. And so, I'm probably just going to relax, do a little bit of podcasting, and then, of course, have some family time for...
That's the sweet spot. A little bit of podcasting.
Yeah, a little bit of podcasting. As opposed to last week when it was like podcast galore. I think I had a podcast every day dropping at some point or another. It was a mess. And so, this week I will be on the... I think I'm doing community building.
Yeah,
on post-show recaps. So that's going to be a good time. Of course, I'm still talking about The Walking Dead, as we discussed earlier. Last week, of course, we did that, and we will continue to do it forever because it's just never going to go off the air, but that's okay because we're watching it. So you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And then Never Have I Ever is still going on. Last week, we had Sasha Joseph and I had Kirsten McInnes as our guest. And so this week, we're going to move on to season 2, episode 7.
Mm-hmm.
We're still talking about Insecure. Bryce was once our most famous guest, but you know, Bryce came on the Insecure podcast on Post-Show Recaps and talked about this final season with us. And then like last week, Asia Welsh was our guest. I think this week we might have another guest in store for y'all. So that'll be fun as well. Last week I also did the pretty good podcast.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Three pretties, or some say, you know, and so that was a good time.
A return appearance.
It was my second time coming on. You know, this time we talked about why, you know, it's uncomfortable to talk about eating watermelon in front of white folk, and amongst other things. So that was definitely a fun time. So that's pretty much the gist of what I got going on, but you can catch me in a number of different places, I'm sure. Just like, you know, wherever you turn, I'm sure there's a podcast appearance for me. I'm in around the bin somewhere.
Okay. Chappelle, next week, have we locked in for Nothing But Netflix for next weekend?
Yes, I have not talked to the guest personally, but I'm very excited because
I'm getting a thumbs up from Sam Moore backstage.
Oh, Sam Moore's backstage?
He popped in.
Okay. All right. I didn't okay that, but okay. So next week we are talking with Jenny Autumn.
Yes.
To talk about Sexy Beast, a hit Netflix show. So, you know, that's our thing here. We talk about Netflix shows. Season 2 is out. We've podcasted about it before in the past. Jenny, as I joined her and Puya when they were covering it, you know, episodically. And so now we're just going to do like an overview of a few of the episodes and kind of let people know what's going down on Sexy Beast.
And Bryce, you're such a big Netflix guy. Do you have any other recommendations for us?
As of shows on Netflix? What did I just get into the other day?
Did you watch The Harder They Fall?
That's on Netflix? That's what?
Cowboys, the Idris Elba.
Yes. So that was good. That was like a treat. Listen, Nat Love was everything for me. But I've been paying for, because I cut the cord, so I've been paying for Hulu a little bit. So I've been on Hulu. My Hulu.
Wendell kicked you off his Hulu account.
So I had to go get my new one. I've been getting into The Maid. The Maid is really good.
Yeah.
Did you watch Passing?
I didn't watch Passing.
So Passing is good. I talked about it with Grace Leader and Ariel over at Post Show Recaps Theater. We talked about that and The Harder They Fall. So if you wanted to, if you don't feel like watching the movie, I'd say check out the podcast. It's a good one, Bryce. You would enjoy it.
Yes. Yeah. And then I got into Found, that show about the girls like from an orphanage in China and like found each other in through like 13 You and Me, like the DNA test. So that was like a little good little movie. But I've noticed in the older I get, the more I'm wanting to watch movies and not series, because I need like a...
The series are long.
Yeah, they are.
Jeez the law. What, now, what was that app called? 13 You and Me?
You know what I meant.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you all so much for listening to Nothing But Netflix. We'll be back next week talking about Sexy Beast Season 2. Jenny Autumn will be joining us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.